It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Wisconsin, Democrats won big just 5 months after a stinging defeat in their effort to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker. President Obama won the state, even though Mitt Romney chose Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan as his running mate. Plus, Wisconsin voters elected Democrat Tammy Baldwin to be the first openly gay member of the U.S. Senate. From Madison, NPR's David Shaper reports.
The dreary, cold, and rainy Election Day weather in Janesville, Wisconsin, didn't dampen the enthusiasm of Lisa Hinkleman.
Oh, I'm excited.
Excited about the possibility of electing one of her neighbors Vice President of the United States.
I love Paul Ryan. I was disappointed I didn't vote till 10, and I heard he was here like 8:30, so I was very disappointed I didn't see him.
Despite missing her congressman when he voted here at the Janesville Public Library, just a couple of blocks from the Ryan home, Hinkleman says Ryan brought much-needed conservatism to the Republican ticket this year, and
who knows, maybe he'll be president someday.
In fact, every Romney voter I talked to said they love Paul Ryan. But there are several neighbors of Ryan who aren't quite as enthusiastic.
I think that he's a fine person. I know him.
Dave Carlson goes to church with Ryan and has even coached Ryan's kids. And despite voting for Ryan in the past, Carlson says he didn't vote for him this time.
I think that people in this district have learned a lot more about where his allegiances lie, what his policies imply as a result of the national attention being focused on his roadmap for America.
And in fact, the Romney-Ryan ticket lost Ryan's hometown and county pretty decisively. But Ryan will return to Congress as he won re-election to the House from his wide southern Wisconsin district. And moving up from the House to the U.S. Senate is Democrat Tammy Baldwin. She makes history as the first openly gay member elected to the Senate. But that's not why William Abraham of Janesville voted for her.
I come down for the Labor Day parade, and she, I asked her a question. She actually took time to stop and talk to me about it. So I believe, she's true middle class, and that's we need more people for the middle class people.
Baldwin defeated former four-term Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, one of this state's most successful politicians ever, but one whose popularity clearly has faded. David Shaper, NPR News in Madison, Wisconsin.